Yud Beis Iyar, 27th of April, Rabbi Yishai Schlesinger. What's the subject?
Parsha
Shavua. Oh, Parsha Shavua.
Which Parsha, huh? Yes. So we'll connect as well to today's discussion. Parshas Achamoy starts off as an hakdome to the avodas yom kippurim of the Kohen Gadol. Shet Achamoy shnei ben Aharon bekavosu ben Hashem vayomusu v'yom Hashem Moshe davar Aharon echicho, and then it continues into avodas yom kippurim. Why this is in Hakdome? The story of the Bnei Aharon was in Hakdome to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Not many before we speak about it. Rashi's Merames was an Azhorah to Aharon HaKohen, as the apostles are weiter, while Yom HaBachalei Yisrael HaKohenish, you're going to be careful when you go into the Beis HaMikdosh, where you go and when you go. Aber kann sein, steht noch HaYisod. In the parsha of the Bnei Aharon, when they were in Stalek, steht the pasuk from Pesach Oil Moed Leseitzu, that Moshe Rabbeinu told to Moshe to Aharon and Elazar in the summer, from Pesach Oil Moed Leseitzu, you should not leave the Beis Hamikdash. Although it was a great tragedy and a loss for the family, you can imagine, we can't imagine. Aharon HaKohen, Lord of Aviu, and still, Vayim Moshe LaHaron Ulelozo Lesomo Bonov Roshichem Al Tifro Vigdichem Lo Tifroimu Ume Pesach Oil Moed Liseitzu. The Torah gives us a gewaltige Yisod in life. Everyone has got his Madrige in Yiddishkeit, even in Menschlichkeit. And one is not allowed that circumstances should take away the madrege he is in. Umepesach oil moed lui seitzu. If your avodas Hashem is to be bo oil moed, nothing in the world can take away your avodas Hashem, your derech hachaim, your mehalach hachaim. Everyone has got to be strong for his madrege, where he set himself to, or the goal and aim in life, what he put before himself. He should remain, although circumstances change, many conditions in life change. As we know, the age changes, and still, umi Pesach oil moyed. Remain in your avodas Hashem. The Chaznish writes in the letter, "Mi shemakir ho'emes, eino yedea mahu etzev." If someone realizes the hakoras ho'emes, the dveikus b'Hashem, the ribuyni sheloilom, the anima means, he doesn't know what pain means. He's got what dovuk in his avoider continuously. We find in Sfira Soime, where we prepare ourselves to Matan Torah, to Kabbalah Satoiro. And that the condition, it's got to be Tmimois. So what I left out a day? So? No, it's an Ishproshet. If we leave out a day and they didn't count it at all, the ganze Schale in the Poskim, you can make a broche. Why? From so many days, I left out one day, so what? It's got to be continuously. A person has got to remain in his darge, mit Starkheit, mit Messias Nefesh. We find twice in the Torah, Aloshen from Matzav. Hatisatzav achoysoy merochoik. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in the little box on the water, And Bederich Hateva, he had no chance to be saved. A small child, small baby, on the water. And Mia was there, but his satsav. She remained in her matzav. She remained in her emunah. She remained in her betochum, but his satsav achuiso imerochoik. She did not move. Circumstances did not change and not touch her emunah and betochum. Klal Yisrael were at the Yamsuf. That the sea in front of them, from the side, wilderness and forest, and then they had the Mitzrim. So the Eibeshe hisyatzvu ura'u es Yeshua Hashem. It's got to be hisyatzvu. Remain in your madrege. Nothing in the world shall be able to touch it. We find at the end of Pekovas this week, steht in Pekovas, Enitzach, Perigimu, Kol Shemaisu Merubim Mechochmosoi. Is someone, he's a Yira Shemaim. And that is why his Maisov, the Pu'ulas, the action, what he does, what he does not do, is as great at least as his knowledge, that's called a Yira Shemaim. Lamohu doime leilon shanofov muotin v'shoroshov merubin. It's like a tree where the shoroshim, the roots, are strong. Shafile koloruchoy sheboilom boyis v'noishvus boy. There may be strong winds, thunderstorms. Heimezizel oisim im koimoy. They will not move his matzav. My Tata Gmundert Alamol, the Megdoyli Yisrael, through the 5 years of war, who sacrificed themselves to help other Yidden in a phenomenal way. We all know stories about it. Talk about that there were a few Gdoylim who had a different Mesiras Nefesh, a different sacrifice. They wanted to make sure no one knew how long the war is going to take, and where it's going to take the world. But they try to make sure that they remain the same as they were before the war. When the Eibishter will tell them the war will pass, they will be able to forward Yiddishkeit as it was before the war. And it's a gewaltige Mesiras Nefesh. Because we all know the conditions where they were, they couldn't keep everything exactly as they wanted. But still, they felt the responsibility of Shoroshov Merubin, Kol Rucho Shevoilam Boiz, Menoishvaz Emezizan Usim in Koimoy. They didn't move, they didn't change. They remained what they were in order to deliver to us. And in schuz of those tzadikim, I can't tell the numbers, but the schuz of those tzadikim who had Mesiras Nefesh for year after year, month after month, day after day, they were able to deliver to us the Torah and the world that was. And this is a Mesiras Nefesh of Umin Hamidosh Lois Yitze or the Mepesach Oymoy Lois Seitzu, to remain and continue in our Dage. I don't know if I can't speak for anyone, I can speak for myself. You get older, you get a different type of age, different type of misuriness, many things which kept me exciting in the younger years. Yeah. We have to work now. Every shach is to be moira ourselves. It's a job, it's a work, it's a mesiras nefesh. But this is the avodas Hashem. To remain in our madrege, to remain at least, we all say, we all know that a malach is a oymed, remains where he is. A odom is an oyle, a hoylach, he steigs. Just mentioned last week in this medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu zogt, for 40 days, lechem u'yachaltu, mayim u'yishasisi, for 40 days when I went to heaven, I didn't drink, I didn't eat. So what did he want to say? He wanted to say he had Mesiras Nefesh for the sake of Klal Yisrael. When that if Erech Shlomo zogt azoi, Moshe Rabbeinu strived every moment of life to steig. But whilst he was in heaven, Lechem lo yechalte, mayim lo yishasisi, he was a malach. A human being can't be for 40 days without eat or drink. He was a malach, so for 40 days, you know what sacrifice I made for you? For 40 days I remained what I was, and I wasn't able to steig. For 3 times I did it, 120 days of my life. For every year, 1 day, I wasn't able to steig for your sake. So a malach is an oymed, and b'nei Adam, human being, are continuously steiging. Emes. But we need a touch of malach as well. You've got to be an oymed as well. You find people, there's Sunday, whoa, flying to the sky. By Tuesday, comes Wednesday, Thursday, every day changes. You've got to be an oymed as well. The koyach of malachim, to remain in the madrige, we all have a minimum, but that's not enough. We've got to keep our madrige, our aim. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Yizgabar ka'ari la'amoid la'avoydas habuira. You've got to be as strong as a lion to get up for avoydas Hashem. Avadim, we've all got to be strong to get up. We put our alarm clock and we wake up. Sometimes we want to get up, sometimes we don't want to get up. And it takes some kind of effort to get up. Oh, but Yizgabar ka'ari? You got to be mamish as a lion? Is it so hard? You have to get up like a lion in the morning. But the Mechaber doesn't speak only about the first moments when we move out of bed. A lion does not only get up. He gets up to get to a certain aim. When he sees some food from far away, he would get up and jump to the food. And nothing in the world will disturb him from getting to his goal, from getting to his aim. We have to get up in the morning with an aim for the day, with a goal, what we want to fulfill this special day. It's not only getting out of bed, it's making sure that the Moide Ani Lefonecho has got an ingredient which we always mention, that in the evening we'll be able to say Val Roishi Shechinas Keil. It's a message to himself through the day. And a person has got to respect and cherish himself. Moide ani lefonecho. Get on, moide ani, it's me. It's my madrige. It's my goal. It's my aim. And nothing in the world will be able to take away my tachlis achaim, my madrige and aim which I put in front of me. Das mein de posuk. Ume pesach uyen moide loy seitzu. If you got a madrige, keep it. If you got a goal, don't move. Kol ruchoy sheboilom. Whatever will happen around us, which many, many things happen. It's a very funny world with many stupid things around us. And we're going to be strong to remain at least for ourselves what we want to be and where we want to get to. And my tata learned that allemal, the most important part of the person is the person himself. I remember when I lived in Manchester, for 8 years. And then, whatever reason did I always say at the time when I came, I don't know why, maybe now I know, I decided to come back to London. And I called up my father, and I was also planning to come back to London. No, no. After a few days, knock on the door, Shalom Aleichem, my father is here, he came to Manchester. At about dinner time, stayed for 2-3 hours, called Tuba, I'm going back. Why did he come? But I'll tell you why I came. You told me you are planning to go back to London. No, I rely on your decision. But I want to make sure that you are in yourself. And you are peaceful with yourself and decided your decision for yourself. Sometimes people get it, he flies, he goes, he dumps it. Just go over shit. I wanted to make sure ani lefonecho, says the ani. And where the ani is, then you can decide whatever you want. It's important. I remember he said on a certain person, someone found a very good post. A very good position. So the position found, but he lost himself. And that's a danger. Yeah. Nothing is as important as the person himself for himself. I can say my tata is too stark, they were at the time. When circumstances changed, and for a time, you couldn't speak to him. He was in his own world. He ignored the changes. After a while, after a few weeks, he came back. And he told me, I needed a few weeks to make sure that I remain myself. Now, I can face the changes. We have to keep our dagger. How do we do it? There are two strong ingredients, which I thought. Number one, Yom Kippur is the holiest day. The Kohen Gadol is the holiest person. The Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's for the whole year, for the whole of Klal Yisrael. And still the Kohen Gadol needed another mikveh, 5 mikvahs, 10 Kiddush HaDayin Vareglayim. Why? Because we're not allowed to stop. We've got to continue to strive for higher. If we strive to steig, we at least remain. A plane will only remain in the air if it's in a certain speed. If it will slow down too much, it won't be able to keep the plane in the air. We got to steig in order to remain. Even on such a day of Yom Kippur, even such a great person as the Kohen Gadol, he's got to steig another mikveh and another kiddushin. We don't know what it made. He was kodesh v'tohoyr. And still, we got to strive to add something in life which will help us to remain. The Tzvita Zach is the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. And he brings down the Moira Nebuchim. Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Somid. I have to put Hashem in front of me. V'hu Klal Gadol B'Toyro U'B'Mailes HaTzadikim. This is the rule of the Torah. And the steps for the Tzadikim to steig. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. Continuously remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Shesh Mitzvos Tmidiyos. Lahamin Bashem. Luyachad Oysoy. Le'ahav Oysoy. Uleyir Oysoy. V'loinamin Lezulosoy. V'loinosu Achel Avoveinu V'achel Machshavoseinu. We continuously have to have a madrege of Shivisi, knowing Hashem is looking at us. To believe it today that every part of life is written down and videoed, whatever it is. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. And the Ramah continues. It's not the same a person who sits before a king than he sits in his own room. And he shouldn't be ashamed or people around him who might laugh of his avodas Hashem. Which is a pele. Who of us would have his pilus? If someone laughs of us, so what? We'll change because Mela, the youngsters might have a few years where they got a problem, but a normal person who has got a certain madrege in Yiddishkeit, whatever he chooses, whatever he decides, whatever he had him a service from his parents, so what? Min ha-madregeim, someone laughs of him. Yeah, I learned yesterday, I just on the way to the Shia here, I passed Nuras and Schwarze, came through, ah, you are Jewish, you are Jewish. So, so absolutely, ma-madregeim. Maybe there's another remiss in Maligim. I told you this message a few weeks ago. A person puts himself in a certain madrege, or he takes a certain Kabbalah. And while he's taking it upon himself, he really feels it's important. He's got to do it. And he's going to do it. And he's mekabel to do it. After a few days, was it so important? Maybe not. But I'll continue. And another few days go by. I think it was stupid. Why did I need it? Why did I do it? Why did I need it? So who is the Malik? The person himself. The Ramozok Shivisi Hashem Lenek the Somidze Klau Godl Batoyrobe Minus Hatzadikim. Whatever madrege you put yourself in, and you decided that this is the madrege you want to be in, remember, don't be the one who laughs of yourself. If you thought that this is going to give you a chizuk in avodas Hashem, keep to it. V'lo yevush min ha-malegim. Avada, it's going to be a strong madrege of shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we all know the Gemara zokt. And once Rabbi Yochanan gave it Roshe, and he said, Osida Kodesh Baruch Hu lehovi avonim toivus umargolios. When Mashiach will come, David will take big, huge diamonds. Shem shloishim amos al shloishim amos. 30 amo on 30 amo. Gigantic. He'll cut out part of the beautiful stones. And this will be the entrance, the gate entrance of Yerushalayim. Beautiful diamonds, 30 amas or 30 amas cut out, made a beautiful entrance. Liglev Olav Oysu Talmud. So what the Talmud did, he couldn't take it serious. Oma, and he said, Ashtu kibi asa de tzilzel alo im mashkachinen. You can't find a small, a diamond as big as a small egg. Kul hai mashkachinen? Such a big one, 30 amas or 30 amas? He couldn't accept it. Le yomim, after a few days, he fligos finosu beyam. He was on the sea, he took a boat on the sea. Chazino le malachi hashores. He was a great person, the Talmud. And he saw malachim, the komenasre avodim toivis umagolies. They build clean, prepare gigantic diamonds. Omalu hameleman. What are you doing? When are you preparing those diamonds? Omre hosta kudush bogul hame beshar Yerushalayim. This is going to be the entrance to Yerushalayim. Yod Ashkel Rabbi Yochanan came back to his Rebbe. Omale Rebbe Droish Ulcho no Lidro, you should be the one who should ask. Keshim Shomarto. The same words you said. Kach Roisi. I saw it myself. Omale Rebbe Zod Reike. Im Loi Reiso Loi Hemamto. You only have a money because he saw it. And the Rebbe was very boigus at him. So the Nisoscho, the whole Ho'om Roim es Hakoilois. The Kabbalah Satoiro, Klal Yisrael, saw the words which were said. Kolom, Ruim, Esa Koilus. So, Rashi, that's a Ness. How can you see Koilus? You can hear Koilus. How can you see Koilus? From the source of Digibore. We have to have a Muna. What we hear is like we see. Seeing and hearing. If we've got a Mesuris, we've got a Sefer Torah, every word of the Sefer Torah, we've got a Shas, every word of Chazal. It's got to be life, Bas. It's got to be a Mitzvah. We've got to live with the Torah, live with the Muna. V'chol ha'om ro'im es ha'koilois. We hear, and it's like we have seen it ourselves. Avada, we are in Golas. Avada, it's chashchas, it's darkness. It's a stupid world, stupid things going around us. But we have got to be strong in our mesuiras. Everyone, what our mother told us in the young years, what the Tata has always learned, das ist der Metzias, everything will change, but this will not change. Kol rucho yishev oilom. We will remain devoted, dedicated to our mesuiras, to our darge in avodas Hashem. To continuously strive to steig in avodas Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. Continuously, we have to remember the Ribbono shel Olam. Und auf dem sagt der Chazon Ish, Mishemakiru emes, eino yodea etzev mahu. If someone knows the truth, lives with the truth, practices with the truth, doesn't know what etzev means. Soll der Ribbono shel Olam helfen in those few days we've got to prepare ourselves to Kabbalah Satoira. To prepare ourselves with emunah and bitochen and be strong to remain in the madrege we are in, to strive, to steig. That the able to himself and Beza Hashem once again will be able to accept our Nase Benishmo and Kabbalah Satoira. Und wir sollen sicher sein, Bezer Hashem, Sande, Pesach Sheni, to be able, Mitz Hashem, to be able to bring the Koppen Pesach, in the Bisa Mikdosh, Bim Hero, Bim Meino, Bim Pia, Bim Tzedek, Omen, Bim Omen, Bim Tzedek. Thank you.